this is how I know that I have an overactive mind, and I do. I was driving down the street yesterday, about a mile away from my house. It was pouring rain outside, and I'm stopped at the traffic light because it was red and you're supposed to stop. And I looked over to my right and I saw this drenched pair of dirty black socks sitting in the gutter of the street. And I said to myself, okay, so that's what happens to my socks when I lose them in the dryer.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
And then I realized, no, it's probably not.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. He said knowingly. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. Hi. Now, you may not be familiar with this show, and if you're not, then I don't know where you've been. I've been doing this podcast thing for over 3 years now, every single weekday, and prior to that, 25 years in broadcasting on your little radio stuff. So one might say I should be sick of this by now, not saying that I'm not, not saying that I am. But this is kind of a special situation, and it's you have to pay attention to the rules when you're listening to this show. I know it's free to listen to it, but there are rules involved.
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
Don't.
Some listeners may experience nausea or vomiting while listening to this show.
Everybody will.
Please consult with your doctor or psychologist before listening to this program. The Ron Van Dam Show is not intended for listeners who have had a history of high blood pressure or acid reflux.
True.
Women who are pregnant should stay at least 20 feet away from the radio speaker and should avoid listening to the show for more than 2 hours at any one time.
Or at all.
The Ron Van Dam t-shirts should never be worn in conjunction with the Ron Van Dam pants, unless it is after Memorial Day or before Labor Day.
Even then.
But even then. Please refrain from loud conversation, as this may be disruptive to others nearby who are trying to listen to this program. Your enjoyment of the program may vary. It may vary greatly. Please enjoy the show.
Okay, that's kind of simple to follow those little rules. The other deal is I talk and you just listen. You're not supposed to talk, okay? So if I say something that annoys you or is you get inquisitive about it, you don't say a word. You just be quiet. Nothing at all from you.
Please be quiet.
Shut up.
Please be quiet. 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 Please be quiet.
Please.
Please be quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Oh, if only it were that easy with kids. If only. kids, I'm not saying I don't love kids. I never said that. I imply it very strongly, but I never said it. It's just for some reason, when something bothers you, everything seems to follow you that bothers you. For example, I love kids. I have two children of my own, which I, you know, kind of created in a sense. And I love them dearly. But when they were little children, they screamed and cried. And that was, oh, how can I put it, somewhat invasive upon my lifestyle. So as a result, I don't like screaming little kids. I know it's a phase they go through, but if you're the parent, that's your problem, not mine. I shouldn't have to hear your kids screaming in my face. I'm sorry, but they're not my kids. They're yours. So for a period of time, keep them inside. Don't bring them out into public because they're going to scream. And see, I know I'm odd. I know I am. And I think women have more of a tolerance for screaming children than men do. I just can't take it. And I admit it. I can't take it. If you have a young child, like 6 months old, a year old, don't bring them to restaurants. They don't belong there. They're supposed to scream in the privacy of your home, not mine. When I go out to dinner, I'm looking for good food and atmosphere. Your screaming little kid, fussing and screaming in my face while I'm paying $100 for a dinner for two, has kind of ruined the evening for me. And you have no right to ruin my evening. You have the child, keep the child at home. You want to go out to dinner? Get a babysitter. Call the mom. Spend $20. Have somebody watch your kid like for 2 hours. But don't bring your kid into my world. Now, I know that that is wrong. It doesn't make me a wonderful person. But I'm not going for that award anymore. I've lost that prowess. I get it. No problem. And I know that I'm wrong. I know it. I admit it. Because other people, when they see a little baby, their reaction is very different than mine. My reaction is, get me out of here, away from this screaming little entity. Your reaction is this. Aww. That's it. That's your reaction. You look at a little baby and nothing is more precious to you. Aww. And you want to touch it and you want to hold it. And, oh, can I hold the baby? Why would you want to hold somebody else's baby? Why? Why? It's like someone walking up to somebody wearing glasses saying, oh, can I try your glasses on? Why? Why do you want to try my glasses? What purpose would that serve you? It's just weird. It's just strange. It's like walking up to a stranger in the supermarket saying, that's a nice pair of pants. Can I try them on right now? Why? Get your own pair of pants. These are my pants. Why do you want to try my pants on? That's a good question. Why would you? Why would I want to hold your baby? Why would I want to touch your baby? It's your baby. It's not my baby. It's not my problem. I don't know what your situation is. If I had a baby, I wouldn't want you touching my baby. I don't know where you've been. You better wash your hands first. Look, I'm being honest with you. I'm not an awe kind of person. If I see a little puppy dog that looks really cute, then I might do that. I might even want to hold your little puppy dog. But your baby? No. Aww. No. No. Thanks, but no. Do you think I'm too grumpy for this?
Yes, of course you could have a podcast show host who's congenial and conversational and talks to you like you're both on the same level and discussing the issues of the day. But come on, isn't having a grumpy old bastard who hates just about friggin' everything way better? This is the Ron Van Dam Show.
I just booked a guest for next week. I believe it's next Tuesday or Wednesday that we'll be doing an interview with a water expert. This guy's an expert in water. I don't think he swims or dives or anything. He's going to be talking about drinking water and why drinking water is so important. Well, I know why water is important. I know that I must drink it. I know that I must have, 8 gallons of it a day? Am I off a little bit on that? I don't know. But he's an expert in drinking water, and of course, this Flint, Michigan thing that happened quite some time ago now, seems like yesterday, quite some time ago, and I think they're still reeling from this problem. As you know, in Flint, Michigan, the city cheapened out, and the water flowing through the pipes was becoming contaminated because of the old pipes and the lead and all that kind of stuff in the pipes. They cheapened, and, you know, that was it. There are many cities across the country, thousands and thousands of them, that have no money or just maybe enough because you can't raise taxes because no one's got the money anymore. And at a certain point in a municipality's lifespan, you need to replace the water pipes with something that's a little safer and a little newer and more efficient. No cracks in it. No corroding pipes. But towns and cities don't have that kind of money. And the government isn't going to give it to you. They're too busy paying to build walls and things like that. So that ain't going to happen. So in Flint, Michigan, it was kind of a microcosm of this entire country, where if we don't take care of stuff and replace stuff and have enough money in the kitty in order to do what we're supposed to do after a certain period of time, you're going to have problems. And many of the parents in Flint, Michigan, who I assume are not real rich people, they didn't know what to do. Their kids were becoming sick and poisoned with lead and stuff, and not good. So it sparked like a nationwide controversy when towns and cities realized or admitted to themselves, we don't really have enough money to do what we're supposed to do with the water system either. And I assume that every town council, every city council in every city or town in the United States should be discussing this, saying, well, how are we set up? Can this happen to us? Of course it can happen to you. Of course it can. Drinking water, man. Whenever I talk about water, I am forced to go back in time into my childhood, and I'll tell you why. Because my childhood was more innocent. We didn't know anything. We lived in a world of discovery and not in a world of realization. We had no 24-hour news stations. If there was a bus crash in Zurich, we didn't know about it. We didn't care. We didn't live in Zurich. Now, when I turn on the news, if there's a bus crash in Zurich, I'm there with the cameras. I'm talking to the Zurich passengers. I don't know why. I don't live there. I feel sorry that there was a bus crash there. But now my brain is focused on something that I can do nothing about and really have no connection to. Yet I am somehow connected to every problem that every person has on the face of the earth. Dr. Phil has made sure that I am aware of every single neurosis, every problem that every person that passes Dr. Phil's desk has, in depth for an entire hour. You see, when I was growing up, nobody talked about that stuff. Nobody cared. Maybe they didn't care because they didn't know. But isn't life more innocent when you don't know stuff? Isn't it a blessing to be stupid? That sounds wrong, doesn't it? But in a way, it's true. How can you have a lot of problems or a lot of burdens if you don't know what other people's problems are that they even have them to begin with? And that, what does that have to do with water, Ron? I'll tell you. In those days, when we wanted water, this is going to be odd to you, so hold on to your little ass for a second. When we wanted water, when I was growing up, we went to the sink, turned the faucet on, filled a glass up with water, and actually drank the water in the glass from the sink. You're kidding me. True. And the water from the bathroom sink tasted just as good as the water from the kitchen sink. But Ron, the kitchen sink is in the kitchen. That water must be better. No, you don't understand. We drank everything out of everything. We didn't care. I remember running to the backyard on a hot day. I'd be playing with my friends out there, doing stuff that you're supposed to do as a child. We didn't have tablets and smartphones and stuff. When we played, we went outside and we did stuff. We ran around. Ron, really? Yes. What did you do if two people were like stuck in a room together and didn't know each other? What did you do without smartphones and tablets? We talked to each other. No, get out of here. I'm serious. We did. We did. That or we just sat there and shut up and we thought about things. Wow, you didn't have to log on to any... No! No passwords. I'd be running around in the backyard playing with my friends. And we would work up a sweat and get real thirsty. Well, in order to satisfy my thirst, I would run to the back of the house where we had a faucet sticking out of the back of the house where my father attached garden hoses to run the sprinkler system or to fill a bucket. And I would turn on the spigot sticking out of the back of the house, take my face, which was handy to me, stuck it under the faucet, took my lips, and caressed the faucet mouth, which actually does sound disgusting when I talk about it, turned the faucet on, and I'd be drinking water from the pipe sticking out of the back of the house. And quite obviously, the fact that all these years later that I'm talking to you and haven't yet died, apparently it was okay. That was a luxury in my childhood. If I wanted water, it was everywhere. It was even sticking out of the back of my house. Water was fine. Nobody cared about that. Nobody thought about what might be in the water. It tasted just fine. Didn't get sick from it. Sometimes it was a little too warm, but usually it was nice and cold and pretty good. When I got a little bit older, when I became an older teenager, my mother went out and bought something called a water filter. I didn't understand what that was. And it screwed onto the faucet in the kitchen sink. There was a lever on it. So when you were doing the dishes, the water just like came out. And then when you wanted to have drinking water, you would flip a switch on the faucet and the water would be filtered at that point. I couldn't tell the difference. There probably wasn't any difference. The filter was probably just a piece of cardboard or something. It really didn't matter. It was fine. And I thought, oh, that's technologically as far as water's ever going to go. Never in my mind as a child did I ever think that possibly someday people would take their hard-earned money, drive to a store, and buy water on purpose. Now, perhaps if there was a water shortage or some type of drought, I can see running to the store and buying water. There was no drought. It was the preferred method was to buy water in a bottle. And now we sit here today and everybody runs around with a bottle of water that is purchased by them with their money. And I can't help but think that somewhere in China or some godforsaken country that we don't even know about, we can't even pronounce, there's some guy sitting in his bathtub naked with a lot of plastic jugs, filling them up with water as he sits there, and then sells them for $3 a gallon. Slaps a label on it, says the water's from France, and is a millionaire. And the only reason it probably tastes good is because the French guy is sitting in his tub doing it. Little flavor of France right in your bottle, making a mockery of all of us. And somewhere, I guess there's a place called Poland Spring. I guess it's in Maine. The idea from the commercials is that they have guards up there, all wearing plaid shirts, by the way, with muskets, and they protect the Poland Spring with their lives. You can't get there from here. And I don't know if there is a Poland Spring. I guess there is. I don't know what point they would run out of water, because they seem to fill a lot of jugs of this stuff. It does taste better than the stuff that comes out of the tap. Is it better for me? I don't know. When I was growing up, putting fluoride in the water was a good thing. It takes care of your teeth. That's apparently why people don't have as many cavities as they do today. Dentists got pissed about it. They started making up other diseases that you can get besides cavities. When I was younger, the worst thing could happen to your teeth was you got a cavity. Now I can get gingivitis. I can get some type of extreme gum disease. I need root canals. That stuff didn't exist when I was growing up. It's just cavities. Can't do it. It's fluoride in the water. Cavities not as much anymore. So dentists come up with other stuff like, you had a cavity filled like 10 years ago? Yeah, it's fallen out. We have to replace it. What? Yeah, I'll replace all the cavities right now. They got to come up with something. The kids got to eat. Dentists' kids have got to eat too. So they put fluoride in the water and everybody thought, okay, great. Fluoride in the water. Now everything's fine, water. And now I'm reading that fluoride in the water is probably not good for you because you're drinking fluoride and it's going into your body. And well, that's not a lot of fluoride. Well, yeah, but I drink water all the time, so that's a lot of fluoride. But it's not a lot, but it is. This water thing has got me crazy. And I don't know how much I'm supposed to drink of it either. I really don't. I'm not clear. I think it's 8 cups a day. But big cups or measured cups? I don't know. I drink until my bladder says, that's enough. That's enough. Me and my bladder, we communicate. We don't have to speak to each other. We just intuitively know that's enough. Yeah. The muscles in my little thing, they say, we can't do this anymore. We're done. We're done. We can't hold this in. We're emptying your body. You fill it up again. This is absurd. Can't do it. I can't take long car trips anymore. I can't. I drink so much water, I have to pee every 10 minutes. I'm sorry. And the older that I get, the less my muscles want to put up with this stuff. They're cutting down the time in between. I used to be able to hold it in for half a day. I thought it was a camel. I was proud of it. I can go almost the whole day and only go to the bathroom once. Good for you, Ron. Good for you. Get a little bit older. Nah, no. No, 10 minutes, that's it. So we can't. No, I'm sorry. 10 minutes, we're done after 10 minutes. I can't. I just can't. As my body talks to me. Ron, no, I can't. I can't anymore. We're both getting older. I can't. I just can't. I'm done. I can't. Yeah, getting older.
Let others say that water is just water.
Aquamira.
Each bottle of Aquamira, all natural artisanal gourmet lifestyle water, Aquamira, contains only the finest hand-selected waters, gently and sustainably culled from free-range, certified glacial streams in fair trade countries.
Aquamira.
Skillfully aged in stainless steel, cruelty-free tanks, and quintuple filtered according to age-old Nepalese watersmithing techniques.
Aquamira.
Each non-GMO serving of Aquamira all-natural artisanal gourmet lifestyle water is allergen-free, safe for use on pets, and contains zero trans fats. Yes, let others say that water is just water. For the true discerning connoisseur, there is only one. There is only
Aquamira.
Fascinating.
Find Aquamira water in handy 42 packs in the beverage section of your local convenience store, liquor store, or gas station. Free bottle with every purchase of a Take This Job and Shove It lottery scratch-off ticket while supplies last. Aquamira all-natural gourmet lifestyle water is bottled by the overarching beverage conglomeration corporation, LLC.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. But sometimes he says bad words.
No, I don't. No, I don't. That's not true. That's not true, kid. What you kids do, you make stuff up. My guest today is Amy Lee. Does that sound familiar to you? Probably not, but her music may be, if you have children. I guess children is the running theme today. I have no idea. Amy Lee writes children's songs, but I like the songs more than the children do. They're really catchy tunes. They could be real popular hits. She's come out with a new creation, and we're going to speak to her in just a minute, and after that, I will play her new release. And it's a really a great song. As a matter of fact, one of those songs that are so catchy, it like sticks in your head. And when you go to bed at night, you can't fall asleep because this song is running through your head so much because it's so enjoyable. Yeah, it's one of those for me. And I guess everybody has their own tastes in music. But Amy Lee is pretty extraordinary. Let's speak to her right now. Here's Amy.
Hello, Ron.
Hey, Amy. It's Amy Lee, everybody. She's a Grammy Award-winning vocalist and writer and everything like that. Good to see you. I can't see you, but good to hear you is what I should say.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for taking the time.
Okay. Actually, people will be able to hear you, not only in this interview, but you've actually created something for the children that's quite extraordinary.
Well, thank you. Yeah, a couple of months ago, we put out this, has it even been a couple of months? It was September 30th.
I know.
I put out my first kids/family record that I made with my family, which was super fun and unusual and different, and I love it. Very excited about it. My son loves it a lot. He's two, so pretty much for him.
And what prompted you to go in that direction? I know that you're a mom, you're a working mom, and did that have anything to do with it?
Yeah, definitely my son Jack. That was the center of it. But you know, also, I really wanted to record with my dad. I had never done that before, which is actually weird because my dad has always been a big influence on me, like to get into music. He's a multi-instrumentalist, plays everything, ukulele, banjo, drums, guitar, you name it. He also has a beautiful voice. I just wanted us to get in the studio together.
Yeah.
So sort of for his 60th birthday present.
That's nice.
Like, hey, let's do a little studio time and record three songs.
That's really cool.
And that just sort of turned into this project that we ended up really, really enjoying and wanting to share.
Was the family an influence? I mean, you play, you write, you sing, you play like 10,000 instruments. I mean, where did this all come from?
Well, I don't play quite 10,000 instruments.
All right, 9,000.
yeah, I don't know. I mean, really, definitely, my dad was a big influence. Mm. Also, my grandmother was a piano teacher and artist. There's definitely music in my family, but I just know that from as far back as I can remember, I really loved music, wanted to live inside music, and dreamed of making music professionally from being a really little girl.
That's really cool.
Begged for piano lessons.
Yeah.
So it's funny, but I really felt like I was sure about some type of this path being my path when I was a really young person.
That's fun. Wow. It's called Dream Too Much, and you can never, by the way, dream too much, because there's a question mark at the end.
Exactly.
What are some of your favorite tracks?
It's hard. I like the song I'm Not Tired a lot because it makes me smile because it's directly just kind of my life sometimes, not able to get my kid to just give in and go to sleep,
yeah.
Especially when he's exhausted. It's like, come on, dude, So that's my mother's favorite as well, because she likes to think that it's about me and all of her kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of really fun songs on that. You know, Goodnight, My Love, the last song on there, it's a cover. But it's a song that my dad always sang to us kids growing up. It was like our lullaby. So
yeah,
maybe not instead of, but after a bedtime story, lots of nights when I was a little girl, we'd get a little acoustic guitar and dad singing a couple songs, and that was our lullaby. So yeah, it felt good to finally get that one down so we have it forever.
I wish I was in your family. It sounds like a really nice nice connection that you had with everybody, and now you have your own. And that's great. And now you've hooked up with Amazon Music, which is like, Amazon Music is exploding with
really
music.
Is.
Yeah.
I know. Rocking.
Yes, that too. And yeah, so this just started, and how's it being received?
I think really well. We just finished a tour. I just was doing an Evanescence tour where I just got back actually like 4 days ago.
Mm.
And I was surprised at the number of goth out, you know, rock and roll fans that showed up holding my very colorful children's CD wanting to get a signature.
Yeah.
So that's got to be a good sign. It's been a really fun experience. So I honestly have loved working with Amazon. They're very, how can I even put it? They're very forward thinking.
Yeah.
They really let me do the creative part. You know, sometimes it can be hard because there's just so many people that want to have a hand in that, and it's difficult to protect your project. And this was so free and natural. And they're like, yes, make a record with a family. Yes, we'll do the promoting. Yes, you do the creative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that felt really, really good to be able to just have a free space to create like
yeah.
that.
Now, I mean, if you tour, you can't tour with the whole family, and they're kind of all participating. So how do you do that?
Well, we're not planning on touring this.
Oh,
I actually have a lot of other little things going on. They have real jobs. What can I say?
I guess so. It'd be kind of cool, though, because kids don't ever have the opportunity to go to hear music, to go to a theater and hear music. It's always the adults.
I hear that. Yeah. I'm always open for if something comes up, booking it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think it would necessarily be a tour, but if there was a reason for us to get together and do a performance, I would definitely check
it out. Where are you out of? What part of the country?
I live in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, cool.
My family most of my family lives in Arkansas, and I have some family in Texas, too.
Okay. Well, all right. So it's called Dream Too Much. It's available on Amazon and all the Amazon outlets, and now they have those little Alexa things there. Those are so much. I've got them all over my house now. I had one, and
now
I've got like 50 of them.
It's so fun. My husband and I were just talking about how that's going to be like our Christmas gift to a few of our favorite people.
It's great.
We've loved it so much. It's not the type of thing that I would ever buy, because I'm kind of I mean, I love technology, but I hate it too. I'm just not one of those automated home types.
Yeah, but
but we got it because Amazon gave us one, and I was like, yeah, free stuff. So we started playing with it, and it has become our favorite thing. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Especially when you always have your hands full with a toddler, or you're in the kitchen or whatever. It's like, Alexa, turn it down a little bit,
right,
or like turn on something relaxing,
yeah,
or never play this again. Yeah. That's one of my favorites.
But for some reason, she never responds to Alexa, get me a cocktail. That doesn't happen. I know. It says, I don't know what you're talking about.
The future is right around the corner. I hear they're learning how to link up all kinds of things to it. So just be patient.
But you can stand in the middle of a room and just say in a normal voice, Alexa, play Amy Lee music for me, and you'll get that.
So awesome.
Yeah, that's the great part. Okay, so where do we go for more information?
Just go to Amazon. You can, if you have Amazon Prime, you can stream it for free.
Yeah.
You can get yourself a CD sent to you in the mail. You can just have a download.
Yeah.
And don't forget the coloring book. There's a coloring book in the artwork, which you should feel free to color.
Wonderful.
And we may just have a coloring contest, so
you never know. You never know. You don't know what's going to come out of Amy's mind. It could be anything. And what about following you? A website, something like that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can check me out on AmyLeeOfficial.com or Evanescence.com, and I'm on all the socials. You can find me. Just Google my name.
There you go. It's simple enough. Dream Too Much, Amy Lee. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Okay. Very cool. Ladies and gentlemen, here now is Amy Lee's newest release.
There's a month.
That's good stuff. That is good stuff. Amy Lee, you can find her online as you can find anything online, including pants. You can buy pants online. You can buy Amy Lee's new song online, all those things. Pants and Amy Lee's new song. You can buy a pair of pants or Amy Lee's song, or buy a pair of pants and Amy Lee's song, or not buy a pair of pants at all and just buy Amy Lee's song or listen to it. I don't know what I'm talking about. I am out of time, though, for today. And I know what you're saying to yourself. That's really a good thing for you, Ron. I'll be back again tomorrow with another show. Until then, I wish you peace.